During her visit, Gina McCarthy will visit the site of the proposed Pebble Mine and will participate in a couple of public meetings in Dillingham and Illiamna. Marianne Holzman is with EPA Public Affairs.
What she, you know, is hoping to do is just really get on the ground to see things firsthand for herself and hear directly from the people, you know, that are most directly affected, the people who live and work, you know, in the watershed. So that's really her goal, is to really get on the ground and see and hear things for herself.
Gina McCarthy is scheduled to start her Bristol Bay visit in Dillingham, where a public meeting will be held Tuesday morning at 9:30 in the middle school gym. Holzman suggests that during the public meeting, the EPA administrator hopes to hear from stakeholders about the prospect of large-scale mining in the Bristol Bay region.
Mostly, the intention is for her to be listening and hearing from people, so less about her talking, given that this is her first trip to the area. I think what she's most interested in is listening and learning and hearing from people. I'm sure she will make remarks. This is not a public comment, public meeting, you know, as we've had in the past when we've had the draft watershed assessment out, for example. This is really for her to listen and learn from folks in the community.
Holzman was unsure if Gina McCarthy will be holding any additional meetings in Dillingham with the tribal entities that have requested the EPA start a formal process to use the agency's 404C veto authority over dredge and fill permits that would be needed by the developers of the proposed Pebble Mine. As part of Tuesday's visit to the region, Gina McCarthy will travel to Illiamna for a public meeting at 3:30 in the Illiamna Community Center. Holzman confirms that the administrator has a limited amount of time in the region, which could impact the length of Tuesday's public meetings.
It's quite an ambitious day of traveling in that area, given that it's only one day. So that really is what dictates the amount of time that you know, folks will have. It's quite a compressed day. So, and then, I mean, just really the capacity of the rooms. But, I mean, that's really it. There's just a limited amount of time that she can be in the area, given the logistics of travel and transportation in the area. That's really the main constraint.
The two public meetings in the region on Tuesday are in addition to the scheduled visit to the site of the proposed Pebble Mine. That site visit is being facilitated by the Pebble Limited Partnership, and it's anticipated the CEO John Shively will be on hand to guide the EPA administrator around the site. The EPA is involved in the whole issue of large-scale mining in the Bristol Bay region through the preparation of the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment, which is intended to guide the agency's future decision-making about whether or not additional safeguards need to be implemented to protect the natural environment of the region from the possible negative impacts of large-scale mining. The Watershed Assessment is expected to be finalized by the end of this year. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.